Captain, you do know Chief Yellow Hawk. The Army wants to be certain that the Chief gets home to Montana safely without incident.
After years of brutal fighting between whites and Native Americans, Army Captain Joseph Blocker is told by his superiors to escort his dying mortal enemy, Cheyenne Chief Yellow Hawk, from New Mexico to his ancestral land in Montana. This political decision was made back east in Washington, D.C., following negative press reports about the treatment of Native Americans by the U.S. Army. Blocker has to obey.
I hate them. I got a war bag of reasons to hate them.
Christian Bale offers a powerful performance as the U.S. Army captain, legendary for his merciless attacks against the natives. Yet, despite his potential for savagery and unbridled rage, his character exudes a quiet dignity and stoic resolution.
Kidder! Yes, sir.
Bale says Hostiles, a revisionist Western, departs from the traditional story where the cowboys are the good guys versus the bad Indians. Cooper's Hostiles looks at the human capacity for committing atrocities by both sides as they fight for survival in an inhospitable landscape.
There's a horror element to this. I think there's this kind of imprisonment that certainly I can say my character's feeling, and one at the same time, like the absolute beauty of this landscape and of America, but how it can be absolutely horrific at the same time when you've had so many friends die for this land.
Like many Westerns, Hostiles describes a physical as well as a metaphorical journey of a group of people from different backgrounds.
You believe in the Lord, Joseph?
A young white wife and mother who has just lost her entire family in a violent attack by Comanches, a soldier deeply depressed over the atrocities he has committed, another soldier unrepentant over his part in savage murders. Still, the emphasis falls on the gradual reconciliation between the two mortal enemies, Captain Blocker and Chief Yellow Hawk, played by acclaimed Native American actor Wes Studi.
No, so it's an...
I think it's very accurate in that it's not a full-blown reconciliation. It's simply a matter of having a common foe. Not only the Comanche, but the weather, the land, the robbers, or the fur traders.
Studi says these alliances have never quite bridged the divide between whites and Indians. Even today, he says, Native Americans are losing their lands to oil and mineral extraction.
Well, they've always been under threat, and now I think what's happening is that the larger American public is beginning to feel what we felt back in the day when genocide was the practice and colonialization was actually what was practiced.
Studi says the positive focus of Hostiles on reconciliation, redemption, and healing provides a cathartic outcome for the film. But audiences should not expect Native Americans to ever forget their treatment. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.